Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentations, we will conduct question-and-answer sessions. To ask a question at that time, you may press star one. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Kevin Williams. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, Tivoli. Welcome to another prospecting call. Today's topic is security, and fortunately for all of us on the phone, we actually have a double header for you. So two topics today. The first topic is going to be around ISS and how SIEM ties into that for a complete package. And on the phone with us today is Joe Caracello, who runs our enablement. He's going to take us through the first presentation. We'll have some Q&A. Then we'll get on to the second topic, which is around our Z-Secure suite. Glenda Cummings is going to be on the phone with us, and she, as you all know, is our product manager for Z-Secure. And then after that, we will have a call as well, questions and answers as well. And then I wanted to point out that their link for the presentation that is in the call invite will take you to a website where there is a media presentation there that you can download. That's the first presentation. Then in the body of the actual website there, you'll see another link for the second presentation. All right, so we're going to get started here. We have a long call, but it should give you a lot of material for your prospecting calls this week. And the first one up is Joe Caracello. So, Joe, it's all yours for the presentation.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate the opportunity to address everyone today. So if we could turn our attention to the first of the two presentations, as Kevin mentioned. This one is titled IBM Security Solutions. And again, my name is Joe Caracello, and as Kevin mentioned, I'm now manager of sales enablement for Tivoli Security Solutions, and very excited to be part of this team once again, having just come back from ISS after about a one-and-a-half-year stint there. So quite pleased to have the opportunity to talk to you today about what's exciting about the fact that ISS has now come together with Tivoli Security. I think at this point most of you probably have some familiarity with the breadth of exciting offerings that came back or came into Tivoli, back with me and some of my peers coming into Tivoli Security just a few months ago. So the focus of the call today is primarily to talk about that subset of our portfolio. So if we move on to page 2 in the deck, you'll see I've outlined a handful of what I think we're all seeing as customer challenges in the space today when it comes to security. The first one, the need to lower IT security costs while the customers still want to be able to continue to innovate, is one of the key challenges they have today. Also, they need to be able to not only protect their environment, but be able to demonstrate that they're in control of the environment, so being able to show who's accessing what and when and by whom. Of course, the other one we see here is manage the insider threat. This one's becoming more and more of a concern for our companies. Although there are plenty of issues with attempts to hack in or penetrate companies from the outside, and we see a lot of press about that, there are equally as many and, in fact, more risks with insider threats. And you'll see, you're probably familiar with some of the new offerings we have in that space, like our privileged identity management service offering that's designed to unify TAMI SSO and Tivoli Identity Manager in order to protect against that threat. Also, in a moment or two when I talk about some of the ISS offerings, you'll see that those solutions are designed to not only protect you at the edge of the network, but also to be deployed directly on critical production servers to protect against an insider threat. And finally, the last point, get out of the ever-increasing security incident. So this is the whole issue with having to patch. So, of course, every patch Monday or patch Tuesday, as more threats are identified, there's this constant burden our customers have to get ahead of these threats, get patches deployed. I'll talk about how our technology is designed to help our customers get ahead of that threat and deal with these issues even before some of them are known publicly and identified. Moving on to page 3, This essentially is just a summary of some of the headlines that I'm sure many of you have come across over the last few weeks and months. But the real focus of this chart is to talk about what is the real financial impact to our customers of not getting ahead of the threat, not being properly secured from penetration both internally and externally. And you see in the center here the discussion about the estimated cost per lost customer record can be as high as $100. And so we've all heard about stories where there were thousands or hundreds of thousands or, in some cases, unfortunately, more than a million credit cards or other PII-labeled type data lost or exposed. So the cost for our customers can be huge. Many, many times the expense and effort they would pay to actually properly secure against these threats. So, you know, this is top of mind for our customers. They're sensitive to this. They're very open to the conversations that you'll have with them about how we can protect them from seeing this exposure. So let's move on then to page 4. On here, what I've talked about really is that we have a huge advantage at IBM with our security portfolio. And I think, again, most of you are probably familiar with this, but what I wanted to point out is that the addition of the products that came from ISS into the what was the original Tivoli security portfolio has really set us apart from the competition. You know, what's described here is our big advantage, our 1-2 punch. And the point being that, number one, as you can see, we're comprehensive. We have the most comprehensive, the broadest set of coverage addressing customer security exposures. We have the benefit of our IBM security framework, which is recognized as a best-of-breed way and methodology of looking at security. The security blueprint, which has been directly designed to recognize real-life customer issues when it comes to security and how our solutions address it. And then, of course, the breadth of the offerings themselves. So, you know, honestly, I have to say that prior to bringing the ISS products over, we did not span the breadth of everything customers needed. We typically would make excuses as to, well, you know, network security, that's commoditized. You know, we're not in that space. You don't need this. Of course, that was all just to make up for the fact that we weren't competitive in that space originally before the ISS acquisition. And now merging it in formally with the Tivoli portfolio makes it easier for our customers to understand how we have this breadth of function. You see this bar here that describes everything from the concept of coarse-grained ability to control things to very fine-grained. That's, again, a major differentiator with our portfolio. You'll find our competitors around one side of that arrow or the other. And then the last one on this chart, and probably the most important, I think, from the perspective of credibility with our customers. It's always nice to have us tell them why we think we're so good and how our products are best of breed or span the spectrum. But as you can see, the industry has formally recognized us over and over and over again as being the best of breed security solution for IT. Whether it's Gartner, Forrester, IDC, Frost and Sullivan, you can see that over and over again, you know, we're in the magic quadrant. We're showing as best of breed in these in whatever analyst, you know, whatever report that they put out. And the most recent one here, shown all the way to the right, is the SC Magazine Award. So, again, very recently we were just named, in this case IBM, named number one security company worldwide. So, again, it's not just us telling our customers that we're the best solution to them. It's all of the analysts pretty much also saying that we are the best solution. And as we get a little further into the ISS specifics, I'll talk about a couple more reports that you'll find quite interesting on this at tie-in. Moving on to page 5. So just before I get into some specifics on the network or the ISS legacy products that have come into Tivoli now, I wanted to just quickly paint the picture of the breadth of our portfolio. This chart, labeled IBM Security Solutions, has what I would describe as the current messaging and positioning of how our portfolio of solutions is segmented. You see we break it into three sections. identity and access, data and application security, and then finally, data center and operational security. And this last one is the one that I'm going to spend the rest of our few minutes talking about, because this is where the bulk of the ISS heritage products fit into the portfolio. But one thing I want to mention before I do that is that if we had more time, and if I was talking to you about our roadmap pitch, what you'd see is that we're not just taking some products that were over in GTS and now adding them to our lineup as to extend it. We are aggressively working to integrate those technologies and those offerings into the portfolio that we have. So, for example, there is work underway in development to take some of the core technologies that came from ISS and build that function or some part of that function where it's appropriate into the identity and access set of products and also into the data and application security set of products. So I would encourage all of you, if you haven't listened to the Tivoli talk that was done, I think it's 2 weeks ago now, tomorrow, by our product management team on our product roadmap, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that because it was extremely informative and it gives you a perspective of how we're leveraging and integrating the ISS technologies and products, not just adding them or extending the portfolio. So now let's move on to chart six, and we'll start to focus on this subset of the portfolio, again, the Heritage ISS products. So on this chart, what I've pointed out is that, you know, there are a specific set of customer issues related to data center and operational security network type of issues that this portfolio is specifically designed to address. So the first one here is help the customers prevent service outages due to denial of service attacks or any other kind of hacking attempt on their enterprise. And, of course, we know from the news that these happen more and more. So this is a big concern our customers have. The second one here is help prevent unauthorized access to resources. And this spans two spectrums. There's two things here. One is, of course, to protect the data. The second is to protect the resources themselves. There are examples recently that we could point out where our customer's network infrastructure, essentially a piece of it was hijacked to essentially host third-party applications that essentially are stealing bandwidth from our customers. So it's not just the data loss aspect, but it's just stealing outright resource and redirecting it to other purposes. The next one, again, I'll talk more about, and I referenced a moment ago, exponentially increasing number of software patches. This is a key issue for our customers, and, of course, there's a number of ways, and IBM has a number of solutions that help in this area, but specifically from a security perspective, you'll find that our intrusion prevention products are designed, again, to help the customer get ahead of these threats by implementing a technology that we call virtual patch. And what this essentially means, and I have a chart to talk more about in a moment, is to protect our customers from exposures that have been introduced by vulnerabilities in the backend applications or in the operating system by recognizing what they are and stopping them at the edge of the network or stopping them just as they're trying to access the server if it's coming from the inside. So we'll look at that again in a moment. Next one, increasing requirements to demonstrate compliance. One thing that's key to understand is that although the ISS products did a very good job of collecting event data and being able to generate some level of reports on it, what we find is that now that these products have been fully integrated with the bulk of our security portfolio, our premier compliance offering, SIEM version 2, is directly able to take in the event data that's collected by, in this case, Site Protector, the old ISS products, and forward it directly on to SIEM so that the customer can have a complete view across the enterprise as to security exposure, events that are happening, and also generate the compliance reporting that they need using the great functionality of SIEM version 2. And the last thing is that this point about lack of qualified inside the IT specialists for security. Of course, our solutions, these solutions are designed to help automate security processes and control in order to address the fact that our customers are always finding themselves short of skilled help in this area. Now let's move on to chart 7, and we'll look at the first of these solutions. So this first one is essentially our security network IPS solution, a set of solutions. So these are a set of appliances that are designed to sit at the edge of a customer's network and provide, think of it as a security gate or cover over their enterprise. And so that's one aspect. And the other aspect, again, is to look for threats and where it sees them, protect against them, stop them, institute this virtual patch type of function. So you can see in the box on the right side of the chart, these are all the different types of hacking attempts or exposures that our customers face in the outside world that this technology is designed to recognize and secure against. So you can see these appliances, which come in a varying set of performance levels. So customers can buy smaller boxes that maybe would be appropriate for a branch network or a smaller data center, up to the largest ones that are designed to even be ganged together to provide scalability for the amount of traffic that needs to be protected and secured. So notice the point here, point 3 on this chart, about these appliances are designed to take commands from Site Protector, which is a command and control appliance or technology that all the ISS products are designed to work with, and then Site Protector itself is designed to forward its information on to SIEM version 2 in order to do effective and efficient reporting. I mentioned high performance. This next point, NSS Labs Gold Award winner, is a very important one. So last April, NSS Labs, which is an independent evaluation organization, they look at third-party products in this network security space, and they do independent testing and then rate them. Now, this is actually quite different than what the other analysts do. So Gartner, Forrester, Frost & Sullivan, these companies don't directly test products themselves. What they do is they interview our customers, and they compile our customers' views on things. This organization, NSS Labs, actually acquires, in this case, the appliances, and independently tests them. So beyond this award or this recognition, gold award that we received last spring for our top-of-the-line GX6116 appliance, more recently in December, NSS Labs did a competitive head-to-head comparison of the different IPS products, and they came out and essentially recognized and awarded our IBM ISS product to be the best-of-breed product that provides the, well, to be the product that provides the best return on investment, so the lowest cost of ownership for what you receive. Another huge recognition of what our products are, or why they're best of breed. Last point on this chart, again, so you can see the type of people you want to call on when you're approaching your customer in reference to these products, or specifically this one, is chief security officer, CIO, and then in this case, the VP of network operations. You'll see for each of these next couple of charts I'll describe who are the right people to call on. Moving on to chart 8, wanted to call this out to your attention. Just last week, while I was doing a sales presentation in Japan, this was published on Wednesday, essentially pointing out that we had gotten another big win for our IPS solutions. And in this case, it's not just that we won the deal, but as you can see, one of the local government agencies in New Zealand, the Department of Internal Affairs, they not just selected our product, but they did a very formal examination of our product versus the competition and has, provided the information back to us that we scored heads and shoulders above the competition in a number of the categories that they rated us on. So this is another real big win for us. It's a great reference for us, and this is public off the wire. So please make use of it in your sales call. Moving on to the next product in the portfolio, these are called the UTM or MX appliances. And these are different than the last one. You know, the last product was primarily intrusion prevention with embedded firewall. This is a real multifunction box. You can see it includes the ability to also provide antivirus support, web firewall support, built-in VPN. And so the market for this set of appliances is a little different. It's designed best for customers that are looking for all-in-one function in a single box. And what we found is where this is most readily acceptable is where customers have lots of different locations, establishments, branches, retail locations. This is the kind of product that the customer is looking for, where they can have one device that's going to service all of their essentially network security needs. So you can see that it leverages all the same function that the IPS appliances do on a big scale for just IPS, and adds these other functions to help our customers avoid having to make multiple purchases. What it's designed to do, again, is help our customers remove the need to have skilled network IT staff at each location. Instead, they can rely on this box as the offering that can provide that need. And, of course, using Site Protector, it can be remotely managed and accessed. So you don't need to have someone go on site to each store or enterprise or branch in order to do the configuration or update of it. And you can see it's essentially pretty much the same people you'd call on for this. Next page, wanted to point out, again, a recent win. Again, this is the third quarter of last year, but a very big win for the MX box. You can see here that it was directly the environment that I mentioned to you a few moments ago, where this was a U.S. grocery store chain, Food Lion. A number of you are probably familiar with it. And they have over 1,300 stores that they do business in. And after an extensive evaluation, they decided that this MX box was the right solution for them to deploy in every one of their stores. So they essentially have purchased an appliance for all 1,384 or 85 units as part of this deal. So big deal, big win, and this is exactly the type of environment that this product is designed to address. So let's move on to page 11, and we'll look at the next part of the portfolio to wind this up. We have a little more after this. This is another exciting offering that we have. This is actually the newest of the offerings in this space from what was ISS, and it's our new virtual security server protection for VMware. So this product is very, I would say, unique in its space today. What it's designed to do is to directly snap into VMware, taking advantage of the new security APIs that VMware released in vSphere 4, which is current release. And what it's designed to essentially do is provide the same level of IPS function that we just talked about, but at a server level. So, again, think of a customer's need for security protection in this type of area being two places. First, at the edge of the network to protect from the outside world, and then deployed on each production server to protect against internal hacking attempts, whether that be employee, vendor on-premise, or someone that might come in from, let's say, an open, loose wireless connection, stuff like that. So the beauty of this offering and what's exciting about it is, again, it's designed to complement, it adds on to vSphere 4. So this is a solution that you want to talk to your customers about as they're doing server consolidation, as they're doing cloud. Any virtualization type project has a high likelihood of having VMware involved. So when a customer is deploying VMware 4, vSphere 4, this is the opportunity to have them also add the VSP product. What it's again designed to do is provide security control over the entire VM environment, the VMware is running. What it'll do is it'll automatically secure a new VM as it spawns. You can set policies that are automatically applied to it. So, again, it's a very exciting offering, one that should be a high focus for you with your customers, again, that are doing anything related to data center consolidation or cloud, whether it's public or private. Moving on to the next page to finish up the portfolio, the last set of offerings I'll talk about for this presentation is the companion products to the VSP product I just discussed. So that the VSP product is the one that's strictly for VMware environment. Server sensor and real secure server sensor are designed to run on the other non-virtualization environments that the customer has. So these are the products designed for our customers' specific application servers that are running their core line of business applications, whether they be that client, web, that type of thing. And so these are the technologies that, again, provide the same functions we've been talking about. So you can see here threat mitigation, firewall IPS, protection against buffer overflows, exploits, all those types of things. And, again, this product plays along just with all the others, being able to feed its information that it collects to CyberProtector and then on to TSIM. So moving on to chart 13, real quick, virtual patch. This is what I described before. Important thing you see here is that it points out that 52% of all vulnerabilities disclosed had not had a vendor patch issued for it. And, in fact, I think another number I've seen was that 70% or more of all known public exposures will likely never get patched at a customer site. So what our technology is designed to do, again, is recognize these threats. Our X-Force team, which is our research and development organization, what they do is they look for exposures in our customers' applications and technologies, operating systems, middleware. And as they find them, they essentially publish policies that are then picked up in our IPS solutions and secure against those issues. So, again, these are not signatures. We don't have to wait for someone to identify a particular buffer overflow style attack, just that this application could potentially suffer from buffer overflow. And so it looks, it's designed to then look for situations where any kind of buffer overflow might be pending or headed towards an application that could be exposed. So the idea, again, of this is help our customers, instead of them having to worry about always rushing to apply patches, maybe the moment that they're released from Microsoft or others, they can sit back comfortable that for the, I think with 90% of the time, our solution is already designed to recognize these exposures and protect against them. They can then set a manageable plan for doing patch deployment for the ones that are most critical and on their timely schedule. And then moving on, next page again is about X-Force. I talked about them briefly a moment ago, but this is our core R&D team. There are a couple hundred of these people that spend their time doing this type of research, looking for threats, looking for exposures, and then they produce the updated maintenance reports, or I should say maintenance releases that are then pushed out to all of our customers' appliances or all of our customers like with VSP or server sensor, the software products that are designed to protect against these threats. So this is one of our key differentiators between the competition. Most of our competition cannot accurately or honestly state that they have more than, you know, maybe a couple hands full, a few researchers doing similar kind of work. So we clearly set the mark there. Next page, which is page 15. I talked briefly about SIEM version 2 a couple times, but I wanted to just include this to point out to you Dan, if you're not too familiar with the offering, what it's designed to do, who you want to call on, what functions it provides. And again, the point is that all of our security products in our portfolio are designed to work with this solution. This solution is designed to collect log data, security event information from all of our security offerings as well as third-party products, databases, and other applications, and consolidate all that information, put some intelligence from a user identity perspective on that, and using this W7 methodology, and then produce detailed reports that are specifically tuned to various compliance requirements. So it can produce PCI-focused reports or HIPAA-focused reports. So this is, again, a key part of our solution. If you're not too familiar with this, I would encourage you, again, in this case, to go back to one of the Tivoli talks that we had a few weeks ago and listen to the recording on this. You'll find it quite valuable. Moving on to page 16. I put up this chart to help a little more with the view of who you call on. So with each of the charts, single-page charts that describe each of the products, I identified who are some of the people you might want to call on. But this, I think, puts it in a bigger perspective. What you can see is that, it says if you want to be successful or to be successful in selling security, you have to make sure you're engaging the right stakeholders. So clearly, the CIO would be the ultimate stakeholder or person to get to agree and be interested in our technology. But, of course, we all know that in many cases, they rely on and defer to advice from other organizations, the people that are going to actually have to use this technology. So what this shows is across our whole portfolio, what are the, segments of a customer that each of these products are most tuned to? In other words, for example, in this case, what we've been talking about is in threat mitigation and compliance at the bottom. You can see that it's the security administration network operations teams that are the ones you should primarily call upon and make sure that they've bought in to the solution you're offering. And you can see that for identity and access, some of those solutions move off to the left and are best addressed to line of business owners or some of the application architects that are putting together the overall solution for the customer. So moving on to page 17, to close this up in a couple of minutes, wanted to look at two more quick case studies of success besides the ones I showed you already. This is a company, BlueLock, that had recently decided to purchase and deploy our threat mitigation solutions. Specifically, it was IPS and the VSP product. They essentially were looking to how they could secure the new cloud environment that they were looking to deploy, and after doing an extensive analysis, picked and settled on our IBM security technology to support that infrastructure deployment. And then moving on to page 18, the second one we'll look at quickly is Dubai Gold. This, again, was another recent win where the customer decided that our IPS appliances and server agents is a reference to the server sensor, the pieces that go directly on the servers. They decided that our technologies were the best set of solutions to address their security needs. And their goal, as you can see here, was to make sure that they could stay up 99.9% of the time, and so they needed something that could effectively protect them from denial of service and other hacking attempts that could bring down their environment and suspend, in this case, their trading. Next, page 19, I wanted to quickly just call your attention to the sales plays that we have put in place this year for you to support your selling efforts for security. So what you can see in this chart is that corporate has nine plays, of which managing risk is one. So there's going to be there is a lot of support and air cover for us for security at a corporate level through this managing risk play. And then specifically for security, we have defined three plays. And you can see these three plays directly map to what I described 15, 20 minutes ago as the focus areas for our portfolio this year. Reduce cost, reduce the cost of security and resiliency, protect data and manage compliance, and the third one, secure the data center. So these are the three core plays. If you're not familiar with it, you'll see later in this presentation links. So there's a whole set of links. One of those links is to the Sales Acceleration website for Civily. And on that site, you'll see a whole host of collateral related to these three plays, quick reference guides, and a whole set of very specific deliverables that are designed to help you with supporting your deal, identifying customers, and closing deals. Moving on to page 20, so within the context of those three core plays for this year, 2010, there are a set of sales acceleration tactics that I want to call to your attention. You can see that there are five of them. The first one is the second half of this call, so we'll let Glenna talk about that. The next four relate to what I've just been describing, the ISS offerings, and specifically you'll see number two is the virtualization tactic. So as I said before, we have literally hundreds of customers, could be more than that, that are in the process of upgrading their VMware environment from VMware 3.5 to vSphere 4. These are the customers that we need to be targeting for also, at the same time, licensing and deploying the VSP product. So that's the first tactic that's called out. The next three are all related to cross-selling of our portfolio products from the new ISS offerings into customers that have the had the Civily offerings or vice versa in some cases. So this first one is recognizing that SIEM version 2 is a fantastic and useful add-on to all of our existing ISS customers. So all those customers who have deployed ISS products have also deployed Site Protector, and all of them can benefit greatly from also adding SIEM version 2. And I call out here some of the benefits to the customer of doing that. This next one is the other direction, is going to all of our existing TAM customers and explaining to them the benefit of also adding ISS network protection. And then the third one is cross-selling the server components. So customers that have existing ISS server or server sensor, RealSecure server sensor products, point out to them how Access Manager for Operating Systems covers security exposures that the one product didn't, and vice versa. So these are called out as being what we expect would be low-hanging fruit for you as a sales team. To go back, it's a reason to call on existing customers you have, point out to them these new offerings that we have as a result of the merger, and point out to them the value of adding these additional components. And then to wind up on chart 22, as our call to action. So I wanted to reference, these are some of our other calls. Of course, the automation and storage have already happened, so please do tune in next week for the EAM call. And then also, don't forget to tag your opportunities with these tactic codes that Chris put together. And also, one other thing I want to point out is that there's a prospecting letter that goes along with this presentation that will be available on the same website where you pull this. Essentially, something our marketing team put together that gives you, again, help with the reason to call. It identifies some of these market environments that the customers are familiar with and how our products have been recognized, and it gives you, again, an entree in to make a call to talk about some of these upsells. And then I won't go through them, but as I mentioned, after this, there's a set of charts that have links to all of our sales kits, links to the sales acceleration site, and other useful information. So with that, I'd like to open it up for Q&A.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw that request, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Our first question comes from John McGarvey.
My question is about the virtual server protection for VMware. Mm-hmm. When VMware is used as the virtualization technology, this is what we would offer. What do we say when the virtualization technology the customer chooses is an IBM one, such as our Power Series partitioning or Z-Series partitioning?
In those cases, you know, again, the VSP product is, think of it as a part of a set of things. So the Real Secure Server Center and Security Server, those are the products that are designed for non-virtualization environments or non-VMware environments. So those products can be deployed on a host of different operating systems and different release levels. And that's what we would recommend to the customer to deploy for this level of security function as long as the OS release that they've chosen is one of the breadth that we support today. So that would be the solution we would offer in that space.
Our next question comes from Roy Duke.
Hello, Roy.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed the first question while I was giving my name, so I hope it's not redundant, but it may be related. So with the virtual patch technology, is that something we offer in all these solutions, or is it a particular offering on its own?
That's a good question. That was not the previous one. Virtual patch is essentially technology that's offered in all of the solutions I described. So it's available in the network IPS appliances, in the all-in-one UTX, MX, or UTM appliance, as well as in the software VSP or server sensor.
Great. Thank you.
Available. That function is available in all of the solutions.
At this time, there are no other questions.
Okay. Well, I guess I turn it back to you, Kevin, for the second half.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. So next up, we're going to talk about our Z-Secure suite, and we have Glenda Cummings on the line to do that. First, I'd like to just mention to everybody that we've heard a lot around this topic, and the prospecting for this is pretty simple. We have a lot of tools out there for you guys to access. We have a 2-day free assessment that we're offering. We have a Z-Secure program that you can get your customers involved in. There's a whole host of things which I'm sure Glenda is going to go through, and the reason there's so much involvement right now around Z-Secure is that in first quarter we had an outstanding performance around our core Tivoli security, and we did that virtually without selling any Z-Secure. The rest of the world blew away the Z-Secure number, and we have to focus a lot more in North America, the biggest IoT in the world, around selling Z-Secure. This should be a no-brainer for us. So with that, I just want you guys to kind of put away your same time and listen to what Glenda has to say going forward for the next few minutes. Thanks a lot. Glenda, it's all yours.
Thank you. Can you hear me just fine?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, let's open up that presentation and let's go to slide number 2. And what I'm going to talk about today is the objective, and I think Kevin just kind of barely clearly made the objective of why we want to sell it. But the objective from the customer standpoint is being able to help our customer with that very complex mainframe security environment. So let's go to slide number 3. And this is the answers that we're getting from customers. What do you want? What do you need? Well, they want to improve efficiency. And most definitely, they want to reduce costs. They want to reduce costs from the administration standpoint, but more importantly, because of all of the requirements that organizations have now with compliance and regulations, they want to be able to reduce the cost that has been hitting them, the IT departments, in being able to comply and produce all of those reports, ad hoc reports, scheduled reports, internal reports, external reports, that are taking up, and as one CIO told me, taking up 30% of his mainframe IT budget. Well, they also want to improve the quality by being able to reduce some of the risk that they have in their organization. And then, of course, I just talked about our regulatory and compliance. Let's go to the next slide, because what I wanted to hit you with next is we can be successful in selling Z-Secure. It's very important to know that we can displace our competitors. Here's the first example for you. Well, first off, this was an ACF2 site, the state of Maryland. They converted over or merged over to RACF. And in the process of merging over to RACF, they purchased Admin, Audit, and CICS Toolkit, which they did install by themselves. However, we do, and I'll go over this a little bit later, we do have some services offering in that area. But they installed it themselves and with minimal training. Now, they did discover that with the minimal training that maybe they missed some of the capabilities that they were really looking for. So training is very important, and they went back and did some of that. However, here's an important factor. 6 months later, they came back and purchased Z-Secure Command Verifier. So this is a true example of customers purchasing certain items out of the Z-Secure portfolio and then coming back and discovering that they need other items out of the portfolio. Let's go to the second win story, which is slide number 5. This is a total displacement of Vanguard. Vanguard is our number one competitor. They purchased Admin, Visual, and Audit. Now, the reason why they did was because they had to improve some of their internal processes that they were doing, as well as the processes that they had for PCI and the processes they had for compliance with the SOX and all kinds of things. So they needed to improve their reporting and auditing. This is an example, guys, of one of the ones that should have bought some education or some services around when they bought the product. So don't forget the services and don't forget the education that goes around the products. Now, we're currently working with them on being able to do an upsell of alert. Let's go to slide number 6, Publix. Publix was another displacement of the Vanguard Administrator product. Well, Publix ended up buying five of the products in the portfolio, and they put it in their ELA. Now, the reason why they needed something that it was a lot easier to use and that they could distribute out to their stores is because they had a high turnover, and they wanted to be able to take a product to do security administration and set up user IDs and things like that, and they wanted to be able to deploy it to the stores, to the managers in the stores. So that was one of their reasons for wanting to, say, get Visual. And they weren't very happy with Vanguard in the first place, and the new security officer that came in wanted tools that would work with their business and their business requirements and be flexible with what their business requirements were. Now, let's go to slide number 7. This is just a couple of our successes that we've had. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of customers out there for the Z-Secure products. Two of the things I wanted to bring to your attention on this slide is we do have a case study from Aviva, Norwich Union, that is out on the web. Another one, a newer one, is AIB. We have a case study from AIB, and we also have posted a video testimonial from AIB on their usage of the Z-Secure products and how it has helped them, not only helped them during their merger from ACF2 to RACF, but also helped them to be successful in being able to comply with their policies and their regulations and the things that were important to them in their environment, especially some of their internal requirements. So let's go to slide number 8. Now, I've kind of talked about the successes that we've had, and as you can see, you can be successful in selling the Z-Secure products. However, what are the Z-Secure products? Well, it's a portfolio of 7 individual products. Each individual product has its own PID, its own installation, its own maintenance and support. Now, they're kind of broken up into 2 different areas. If you look at the wheel on the right-hand side, you'll see that it has the administration tools, and that would be the admin. And then it has the visual, being able to do security administration through Windows, all the way through to Windows 7. And then the CICS toolkit for those who want to be able to do security administration for RACF and doing high-level security capabilities with a CICS transaction. Well, let's take a step back again and let's look at visual for a minute. What's going on in a lot of organizations now is they want to be able to push some of the security responsibilities out to a business unit, such as Publix wanted to be able to push certain security administration responsibilities out to their stores. Well, Visual is a perfect example of being able for customers to accomplish the decentralized security projects that they have. That means that they don't have to push TSO or they don't have to push ISPF out to the organizations, because customers who are used to doing Windows can easily do security administration for RACF using Visual. Admin is the full-blown doing able to do total security administration and auditing to the entire RACF environment. Now, let's take the other side of the wheel. The other side of the wheel in blue is the audit and compliance. This is becoming extremely popular with our customers because of being able to audit what's going on in their environment. Real-time audits and getting alerts from Z-Secure alerts, as well as being able to just simply run Z-Secure audit and finding out what some of the key audit concerns are, what some of the key exposures are. And remember, Z-Secure audit does not just do RACF. It steps outside and looks at the operating system. Well, you'll see an asterisk beside Z-Secure audit. We also have a Z-Secure audit version for ACF2, and we have a Z-Secure audit version for Top Secret. Now, alert has the double asterisk. That means that we have a Z-Secure alert product for ACF2 as well. Now, let's go to the next slide, because what we did was we created a bundle for security administration, but mainly pointing to our audit and compliance capabilities with Z-Secure and TSIEM. We had a new version that was released on April the 9th of the bundle. Now, the purposes of the bundle are still to improve that service level and increase productivity, as well as reduce costs, reduce the cost of compliance, reduce the cost of administration, and to be able to embed best practices. Also to be able to manage risk, failed audits, breach in industry data, as well as incorrect audit data, and being able to manage the risk of providing incorrect information on the audit aspects. Now, the components of the security management for ZOS include the Z-Secure audit, the new version, Z-Secure Command Verifier. Oh, and I forgot to tell you what Command Verifier does. I'll make it very simple. Command Verifier analyzes all RACF commands that come through. I don't care where they come from. They can come from a batch job. They can come from an application. If it's an executed RACF command, then Command Verifier can analyze it to ensure that the command and not the structure, well, the structure as well, but also that it meets policies, what it's doing. In other words, I'll give you a simple example. Passwords have to expire every 60 days. Security administrator doesn't have to abide by that policy. Kevin is one of my very favorite friends, so I can make his password expire every 200 days instead of the normal 60. Well, Command Verifier will analyze that command no matter where it comes from or who, and analyze that command to make sure that it abides by policies. Those policies could mean that that command would admin because it didn't meet policies. I could also change the command to meet policies, or I could just let it go through but write an audit report or something to let you know that it didn't comply with policies. Now, the other component that's in the security management for ZOS is the Z-Secure admin. And very, very importantly is the TSIEM version 2 that is in the new version of the security management for ZOS bundle. It is one PID for the bundle. They do not have to order the products individually. Just order the PID for the security management for ZOS. Now, the tech code that you see there, and you know, it's to address things such as what customers, the bundle addresses things what customers struggle with, monitoring, auditing, reporting, who has access to what, privileged user auditing, as well as reducing it, as well as increasing productivity and reducing high costs. And how we can help is with the bundle itself, because it does improve mainframe security auditing and analysis all the way from not just DRACF, but the operating system itself. And being able to consolidate those event logs into TSIEM to give an enterprise-wide type of reporting capability and viewing capability to easily see what's going on in the entire environment. Let's go to slide number 11. And there's a link there for you that you can go to get information on the security management for ZOS bundle. There's presentations, competitive information, benefits and value propositions. There's a play description as well as a reference to the customer reference information that I just talked about. And there's a lot of information out on that site for you to be able to go to. Also, it is in the workload pricer, so that you can go out and do the pricing. Let's go to slide number 12. Now, who would you talk to and who would you target? Not only the zSecure suite itself, those seven products that we talked about, but also for the security management for ZOS bundle. Who would you talk to? Well, the CIO or the CISO, which is the Security Information Security Officer, you would talk to anyone that has to deal with mainframe security auditing compliance, and anyone that dealt with budget, such as being able to reduce the IT administration and auditing costs, and those who are interested in being able to report on those privileged users. You know, think about it on a privileged user standpoint. Who is the most privileged user in an organization? Now, think about that a minute. The most privileged person in an organization is the security administrator, the person who is responsible for setting up users, giving access, taking access away to the corporate data. So we have to audit and we have to monitor the privileged users, including the security administration people themselves. You want to talk to the mainframe manager. You want to address the quality of the resource shortage. Now, what does that mean? Well, in the mainframe area, a lot of us are planning to retire within the next 10 to 15 years, some of us less than that. Now, so that's going to cause a shortage in the mainframe knowledge that's out there. So how do you address that? How do you address the fact that security has to keep going on even though the security administrators or the security auditing staff may not be there? So they have to have tools in which they can depend on, that can reduce human error, that can be sustainable and repeatable processes. And those are the things that not only the CIO, CISO, and the mainframe manager are looking for, it's things they absolutely need. And you know, that's one of the key points. There's been articles and articles and articles written on the reduction of the qualified resource that are out there for mainframe. I mean, Gartner's written reports. You know, it's just a general thing that's been talked about now for several years, and it just keeps happening and happening. However, you know, when you talk to all these people, don't forget to include internal audit and sometimes the external auditors, especially if you're talking to them about being able to provide those sustainable, repeatable reports that they're looking for so that they can have the reduced human errors when they have to go back to security administration and continually ask for reports over and over. Let's go to slide number 13. Now that you know who to talk to, let's take a couple of scenarios. Now, this could apply to both the zSecure suite as well as the bundle itself, the security management for ZOS. Let's take the enterprise audit and compliance management scenario. Now, the bundle, and remember this, the bundle only applies to ZOS and RACF. It does not include anything for ACF2 or Top Secret, the CA products. For security, which CA product, those are the ACF2 and the Top Secret are competitors to RACF. So the bundle only applies to RACF. the individual products in the, and for audit and compliance in the Z-Secure suite outside of the bundle do have products for Top Secret and ACF2 in the audit and the alert section. So let's take the System Z, a System Z running ZOS and RACF. That's the environment. What kind of questions would you ask to be able to open up conversations about security? Now, you could ask about regulatory mandates. Do they have any? Well, of course they do, and kind of be careful when you ask this one. So you can ask them, how are you improving regulatory compliance today? You know, Honda America actually purchased the Z-Secure audit product so that they could pass their SOX reports. And they were very proud of what they produced, and their auditors were very proud of what they produced for their SOX so that they could pass their SOX requirements. Now, you can ask them, how are you tracking privileged user activity? And remember, you're talking about the mainframe. You're not talking about distributed. How are they tracking the mainframe privileged user activity? And maybe one of the ones, which is the last one on the list, what was it like the last time that your company had a security audit? Was it disruptive? Of course it was. Did it take time? Of course it did, because people had to avert all of their energies to go against to be used in the security audit. Did it cost? Yes. It cost them the time that it took for them to take people away from their normal jobs in servicing customers to spend that time on applying it to being able to do audits. Now, who to talk to in this type of scenario? We want to talk to the CIO, the CSO, the C-whatever-O, and IT auditing. Some of the products that you want to talk about is the Z-Secure Manager for ZOS, as well as outside the suite. You might want to talk to them about admin, audit, alert, and command verifier, and additional products for them to leverage in a cross-sell. Now, let's go to slide number 14. Let's take a different scenario. Let's take the scenario of simplifying RACF administration. Now, I have to tell you, at this point, we do not have anything for ACF2 and Top Secret for administration. It's not because we don't want to. It's because we are restricted from CA and being able to develop products for the administration for their Top Secret and ACF2 products. So in this scenario, what we're trying to do is simplify RACF administration and do policy enforcement. Some of the qualifying questions that you can ask is, you know, how are you doing administration day to today? What we found is that customers who are not using our a competitor's product, and that leaves probably about 75% of the people that are out there doing security administration. They're doing it with homegrown type of tools, or they're doing it manually. Now, manually takes a lot more time. Homegrown tools are great, except what we have found in talking with a lot of customers, if they're using homegrown tools, is that the tools are out of date. They're not documented. The people who wrote them don't even live there anymore. They don't work there anymore. So they're just using the same tools over and over because that's what worked or that's what they inherited. Now, here's an issue with that. What we have discovered was that, you know, people are not taking advantage of some of the new capabilities that are available both in ZOS and RACF. In other words, I'll give you an example. I had a customer ask me when RACF was going to be able to deal with digital certificates. Well, RACF has been doing digital certificates for 5 years at least, but the customer didn't know that because they were using the same tools over and over, so they were missing a lot of the new capabilities and new security options that were available to them. So that was a flaw in using their homegrown tools. And then, you know, you can talk to them, let IBM keep up with what's going on in the mainframe and what's going on with RACF, and let us keep up with the administration tools that you need to do and reduce the complexity of the RACF administration. So who would you talk to? Well, you want to talk to the CISO, the CSO, the RACF administration managers, and any type of budget holder for Z-Security or audit. Some of the products that you want to talk to them about is admin and visual and CICS to help them with their administration. to help with their administration, and you want to talk to them about Command Verifier. Because you don't, the Command Verifier will also keep them from being able to have to go back and do and look to see what commands were inadvertently done with human errors and things along those lines. One of the new capabilities that you want to talk to the customer about in the zSecure Admin is what we call RACF Database Cleanup. It's part of zSecure Admin. Now, what happens out in some organizations, and I've talked to a few customers on this, they actually have a product from CA called CA RACF Database Cleanup. So what now they've been able to do is drop that product totally because they don't need it when they buy zSecure Admin because cleanup capability and access monitoring is available in the actual zSecure Admin product. Now let's go to slide number 15, objection handling. I have scripts. I don't need anything else. Well, remember, we talked about the problem with the scripts. You know, and there's they just aren't able to keep them up to date. And what happens when the person that develops that code actually does leave the organization? It leaves them high and dry. Well, another objection that we heard is I use Vanguard. Well, you heard me talk about two examples, and that's only two. Two examples of how we easily replace the Vanguard products. It can be done. Do not walk away when someone says they have Vanguard. Go in there and fight for the replacement of the Vanguard tools. There are things that Vanguard doesn't do today that came out in RACF version 1.10 or 1.9, and there's things that Vanguard still doesn't do that our zSecure products do today. So don't walk away. There's excellent competitive information out on the competitive website against Vanguard, Beta, the CA products, as well as Dr. Fecky, which is in Germany mostly. Now let's go to slide number 16. Remember I told you that some customers actually will implement the products without help? It can be done. zSecure is not that complicated of a product. However, when you get to the customization part, that's when they need help. Our lab services has developed an excellent offering to be able for installation and some customization capabilities for the zSecure products. There's a link down there at the bottom of this for you to use so that you can read about those services. You can print it off. You can give it to your customers. There's also two contacts, and it is worldwide. The services are available worldwide. Let's go to slide number 17. Let's talk a little bit more about the competitors that are out there. Vanguard, we talked about it. It's U.S.-based. It's U.S.-based, and it is our primary competitor. They're mostly in the U.S. market and the Canada markets, not too much overseas in Asia-Pacific or even in Europe. Beta Systems is the other one. It's more over in Europe. And when we sold the zSecure products to Santander, it was a replacement of Beta Systems and what they were considering also in purchasing with Beta Systems. Now, the other one is Computer Associates. Computer Associates has that one product I talked about a while ago, which is the RACF Database Cleanup Tool. They also have another competitive product called CA Auditor, which is formerly known as CA Examine. Those are the only two things they have in competitive world against zSecure, but they are competitors with ACF2 and Top Secret. Let me give you one other thing about Vanguard. Vanguard is an IBM business partner. They provide probably 90 to 95% of the training that is done for RACF. So not only are they our number one competitor, but they also are a business partner. They do migrations from Top Secret and ACF2 to RACF. So they do have a value, but remember, they are a competitor. Let's go to slide number 18, because that gives you a mapping of the products. Now, notice, too, that zSecure Audit, you have to buy two Vanguard products to be able to do what zSecure Audit does. So now you can see like a mapping of what those products are against our own Z-Secure products, all seven of them. Notice, too, Z-Secure Manager for RACF for the ZVM environment and for the Z-Linux environment, we are the only one that has a product that deals with the audit and the security administration for that particular platform. Okay, let's go to the next slide, number 20. I'm sorry, I guess 19 would be good. We don't want to skip it. Which is the Tivoli Competitive Portal, where you can go and you can get, like, competitive information, market analysis. You can open up a ticket, and it'll be answered to be able to get competitive information. You want to know information about a particular product, not just Z-Secure, but all of the products are out there. Now, slide number 20. Why do customers like Z-Secure? These are actual statements that you can quote on why customers like Z-Secure. Let's go to slide 21 because you can read these. I don't have to go over them for you. Z-Secure is in the workload pricer. Notice I've highlighted the screen here and showed you where all of them are. And notice there's three for the audit, which includes ACF2, RACF, and Top Secret, as well as there are two for alert. Let's go to slide number 20, and you'll see the Z-Secure Manager for RACF ZVM right under that. And that's not highlighted, but it's number 13 right there. Now, if you go to slide number 22, how do you do a quick price? Well, easy enough. You put in the number of value units in it, and the quotes and gives you the cost, both the cost of the license and the cost of the maintenance. Excuse me. This is not without discount or anything. So, but I just wanted to let you know that it was really quick and easy to be able to find the pricing. Okay, let's go to slide number 22. I'm sorry, 23. Kevin mentioned this one just a minute ago, and it's the two-day free security assessment that we've been talking about. It's a high-level assessment. It's not an in-depth assessment. It's a health check.
So do you want to grab a drink, and I'll cover this one?
Please, would you?
Yeah. So, everyone, this is the one I mentioned up front. This is something we were offering through the Z-Secure program. We've done only a handful of these, which is surprising to me because they're very successful. When we do them, the customers are just flawed by the vulnerabilities that we actually discover. We go in and we actually install our Z-Secure audit tool on their mainframe, and it produces a really nice report. We do this in 2 to 3 days. We wrap an executive summary around it, and we give it to the customer. And usually what it does is scares the customer because they realize all of the things that they could be doing to make their mainframe more secure and all the things that they need to do to actually pass some of their audits. So it's a really good tool. It's free. I'm surprised that I'm not overwhelmed with requests for this. And, again, you don't have to be in the Z-Secure program, but if you want your customer to be in there to get the extra attention from a sales leader or for one of the Tiger Team people, that is what the Z-Secure program is for. Okay? Did I cover that all right, Glenda? You're all right?
Yes, you did wonderful. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys. And Kevin also covered what was on slide 24. It's a two-day type of thing. At the end of the health check, we do remove the software, and the software that we add in is the admin and the audit. Let's go to slide number 25. And it's kind of like a summary. And, if you don't do anything, I mean, if you don't go back and look at the rest of the slides, remember the next two because it tells you who to call on. You know, and we've talked about this. Who can you call on? And then it talks about what are the problems that we're trying to solve. Well, it's increasingly complex for security administration. It's also complex because there's beginning to be a lack of skills or younger skills in the mainframe arena. There's a picture of me right here on this slide. And the increasing cost and time that it takes to do compliance efforts. You know, 5 years ago, the efforts for auditing the mainframe, it was just a yearly ho-hum type thing that people did. But now with all the regulations, both the European Privacy Act, things in the U.S., SOX, PCI, JSOX in Japan, the Japanese Privacy Act, I mean, most companies will have all of those type of regulations. Well, at first, people just ignored the mainframe. Then people started saying, no, wait a minute. These regulations or laws or acts, they apply to the entire organization. So all of a sudden, the mainframe was hit with multiple types of audits all the time. Just like the banking environment always had regulatory requirements that they had to abide by, banking rules and things like that. Well, now that type, now they have those plus all these other types of audits that they have to comply with. So it's just gotten more complex and more costly for our customers. So these are the problems that we're trying to solve. We're trying to give to that closed-loop view of what administrators are doing and their privileges. And don't forget, if you're doing, if you're talking about the security management for ZOS, how that all connects in together to give an enterprise type of a view with our TSIEM inclusion in that bundle. Now, let's go to slide number 26. Well, what is it all about? I mean, why are we doing this? Why are we having the play? Well, yeah, it's to make more money. It's to sell Z-Secure. But it's also to be able to help our customers. And you have to think of that. You have to kind of have that attitude. How can I help you? How can I help you, Mr. Customer? Now, and some questions you can ask your customers is, Mr. Customer, how do you handle or how are you planning to handle the lack of Z-Security skills? How do you prevent errors? How do you handle your audits? How can you reduce the time that it takes to do audits and also be able to provide a quality audit to where the auditors feel comfortable with what you're providing them? And believe me, auditors, if they feel comfortable with what you're providing them, they won't go back and bug you a second time because you've given them the information the first time. So those two slides that we just covered, 25 and 26, those are very important for you to remember. Those are excellent conversation openers when you're talking to a customer. Maybe you're going in and you're talking to them about, oh, gosh, I don't know, a Megamon or something, you know, or automation. Well, there's also those questions that you can, like, just ask about security nonchalantly, you know. So keep those two slides in mind. And then you have, let's go to slide 27. Get in touch with me anytime you want. I try to answer all the emails within 24 hours. Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. Depends upon if I'm on the road or not. But I will answer your questions. For our marketing leader, we have Ann Lesher. If you need any type of marketing material, then please let her know. We have tons of it out there, tons of it out there. And on the slide that I had for the lab services, I had Maria there as a contact, but you could also contact Rob Wise for the lab services information. Slide number 28, these are the key problems we're solving. We talked about these at the very beginning, to simplify identity and access, to address regulatory compliance. Key phases, phrases for you to listen to when you're talking to a customer, if they want, if all of a sudden they say something about auditing, compliance, they mention administration. They want to be able, you know, the auditors are bugging them. They have an audit coming up, internal or external. Those are key phrases for you to look for. And let's go to slide number 29. And this is the same slide that Joe had in his about the actual acceleration plays that we have. And you'll see the security one right there. Now let's go to slide number 30, and you also saw this slide. Now the one thing I want to remind you is there is an email that you can push a button on, and it'll create an email, and all you have to do is address it to the person that you want to send the email to that talks about Z-Secure, and be sure and change the name to the customer's name. And that you can send to your customers. We also have a one-page Z-Secure portfolio, which also includes the security manager for ZOS, a one-pager that you can print off and just hand to a customer. You know, hand them out. Give them to a customer. Sometimes it'll cross their desk and they may actually read it. Or it may catch their eye, and something in it will catch their eye. So we have those one-pagers that are available that you can hand out. So with that, I'm going to open it up for questions.
Once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1 on your touch-tone phone.
The other slides that you have in your deck are places where you can get information, slide 31, slide 32, and slide 33, where you can gather more information. Okay, sorry to interrupt, operator.
Once again, to ask a question, you may press star 1.
Well, Kevin, we either did a really good job or nobody's there.
I think you did an excellent job. And anyone who even mentioned security will get a call back from me that same day.
We do have a question on the phone from Kevin Egan.
Glenda, Kevin, who do we reach back out to if we do get a client interested in doing the two-day health check?
You can reach out to myself, Kevin Williams, or any one of your IMT sales leaders. They all know how to get in touch with who, how we do that.
Thank you.
And at this time, there are no other questions.
All right. Well, Glenda, again, thank you very much. I thought that was an excellent presentation. Joe, thank you very much for yours as well. We have a lot of content that we gave you guys today to go out and prospect with this week. And, again, security is really hot right now. All of your customers are going to be very, very interested in hearing anything about that we do in security. And we have the hugest, the biggest portfolio around security. We can address all of your customers' needs. So please don't be afraid to talk to your customers about security. It's not that hard of a topic to talk about. Anyway, that's it. Thank you all for joining. I know it was a long call, longer than usual. And thanks for hanging in there. Have a great week prospecting. Talk to you soon.
This does conclude today's conference call. You may disconnect your phones at this time.